This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A bill to crack down on fentanyl dealers while forcing more users into treatment has passed the state house. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Much of the debate focused on what the penalty should be for possessing small amounts of the deadly drug. Currently, it makes it a felony to knowingly have 1 gram or more. Republican Representative Terry Carver.
This bill, as it's written today, is not strong enough. It will not turn the corner, members, on the tsunami of death heading our way.
However, some justice reformers argue any felony possession criminalizes people who need help with their addictions. Supporters of the bill, like Democratic Representative Kyle Mulica, say it may not be perfect, but it will help.
And we don't have an option to stand idly by and doing nothing while people in our community are dying.
The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado taxpayers could get sales tax refund checks months ahead of schedule under a proposed bill at the legislature. The state constitution limits how much the government can spend each year, and when it collects more than it needs, the extra money goes back to residents. Governor Polis.
The best thing that I think that the state can do is immediately move up tax refunds and get them out.
The bill would result in individuals getting $400 refunds this fall and $800 for joint filers. Some Republicans have called the change politically motivated. You're listening to CPR News.